You're with Lorella Cousins.
That's lovely.
On ABC Radio Darwin and the Northern Territory.
Now, code breaking and coded messages, they've been around literally for thousands of years, even before computers and decoding machines. Examples include from history, Julius Caesar receiving coded messages from generals on the battlefield. So there's this Cold War manual. It was written in 1977 on decoding, and it's been declassified. It gives this real insight into Cold War code breaking, along with secrets about how to break all types of military codes. The manual is called The Military Cryptanalytics. It's the third book in a trilogy by a cryptologist called Lambros Kalimhanho. And Richard Bean, he is a research fellow at the University of Queensland. He is pretty excited about it. Hello, Richard.
Hi, Lorella. How are you?
Well, these first two books, if I've got it right, from the trilogy, they were published in the 80s. No big fanfare, but this third book, it's the big deal. Why is it that the US Justice Department says this book could harm or could possibly harm national security?
Well, yes, people have been waiting for this to be released for decades. So the first time researchers tried to have it declassified was in 1992, and the Justice Department said no because it could reveal US skills and techniques about decrypting coded messages from adversaries in the Cold War, even though the Cold War had just finished.
Okay. So you have highlighted in this manual, one of the chapters, principles of cryptodiagnosis. Why?
Yep.
Why is this important for you?
Well, you can, as you said, there are simple codes like the one invented by Julius Caesar, where you just have, for each letter, you go along three letters in the alphabet. So A becomes go B, C, D, and so on. And that's the sort of thing that you find in the newsagent puzzle books. But this is really about ciphers or codes where you don't know what method has been used to make the code. And so what this chapter is all about is it's a system to find what encryption method has been used for those codes. So if you have enough of this encrypted text, then you can find patterns in it. So you find a non-random pattern, and then you can start to explain what method has been used to get that pattern. And then you can exploit it. You can try to go backwards from the encrypted text to the plain English text or the plain Russian text or whatever language has been used. So this kind of thing hasn't been seen before, really, outside the classified realm. So it was very exciting. People have been waiting 30 years to see this. Yeah.
So these are standard principles that you could apply to any sort of crypto analysis. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. And one of the applications for it, you might have heard last year there was a Zodiac killer cipher from 1969, the serial killer in California sent encrypted messages to newspapers in California, and one of them was solved last year by an international team. And what you see there is exactly this method being applied. So the team, they used computers to find non-random patterns and then used lots of powerful computer programs to search through all the possibilities to go backwards from those understandable symbols to plain English text that the killer had written. And there are still other codes out there that remain unsolved till now.
How many years unsolved?
Well, this one, Cryptos, at the CIA has been unsolved for more than 30 years, so it's an encrypted sculpture.
Yeah.
And there are other things like from the Vatican secret archives. They haven't been, there are messages from the 1500s that haven't been solved. So it goes right up to from, the publicly known ones, in the 1500s to the one I cracked recently from the Biafran War in the 1960s.
And you used this manual to do that? All the principles from the manual?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I didn't know what this text was contained until it was declassified at the beginning of this year. But it's about code breaking is all about finding patterns can be difficult to find, but they're just not random in the ciphertext, and then being able to explain it. So it's just a special case of problem solving.
ABC Radio Darwin and the Northern Territory, Richard Bean. He is, of course, a mathematician, but he's also a research fellow at the University of Queensland. We're talking about this third book, this manual, The Military Cryptanalytics. Am I saying that right? Yeah, it's a great big word. This cryptologist, Lambros.
Yep.
He must be super smart.
Well, yeah, he was a teacher at the National Security Agency for about 30 years until his death in 1977. And he was also a flautist. So he was really good at, finding patterns in music as well as breaking these Russian codes and teaching other people how to do it. So this book, it's over 600 pages, and this is just the third volume. So the first and second volumes are also of a similar size. Yeah,
but there was no fanfare when they were declassified. It's this third one that's really got everybody talking.
That's right, yeah. The first two were declassified and published in the 1980s, and, people were waiting 30 years for this one. People knew things like what was in the table of contents, but all you could see until now was just like all these sort of blacked out pages because the US government didn't want to reveal the techniques behind their Cold War code breaking.
Are there any other popular codes right now that people are not able to solve?
Yeah. So even like if you go back to the US Civil War, there's some transposition codes there. There's strip ciphers from the Spanish Civil War in the 1930s. So there are actually these websites. There's three of them. One's called Mystery Twister C3. Another one's called Cryptiana, like Syriana. And another one's called CryptoCella. So by now, almost all the Enigma codes from World War II have been broken. But when you look at all these other wars, there are a lot of codes out there that we don't know how they've been encrypted. So if there are any budding code breakers out there, they can start learning by going to these websites and, cutting their teeth on some of the simpler ones first. Yeah.
Brilliant. Richard, thank you so much for sharing a little bit more about it. It's a fascinating subject, I have to say, and I don't think it's talked about so much, maybe in high schools, in maths classes, maybe it's being discussed, but you've given a little insight here that's into another world. I love it. Thank you.
Thanks for having me on, Lorella.